The Smile High Morning Show with Danny and Jeff. Mile High Sports.
We got only us. Everybody. Every time we come into a stadium, it's only going to be us. Y'all need to know that. We come in here to fight every week. Let's go, Bus. I got that. They shot me in Denver. You who knows?
You who knows?
Oh, my pleasure. What's up, Danny and Jeff?
Hey, Mayor. Thanks for coming on. Personal friend of mine. 303-831-1340, the hotline and the text line. Stream us or watch us at milehighsports.com. Radio on demand, tapped podcast versions of the show. We appreciate the interaction and the participation. Thanks for being with us. I'm at Tweets Danny on Twitter. Hey.
Oh, my gosh, Danny. You ain't rocking nothing, dude.
What? Get out of my face, Toby.
Oh, my gosh, man. You're a character.
Hey.
Well, you're on one today.
What did he say about God, though?
I believe in God. That's what I believe in.
Kyle, happen to have that one ready to go.
I believe in God. That's what I believe in. Wow.
I like the part when then you were like, well, then Kareem Hunt and JC, and he's like, see, that's for worldly things, the outer worldly. He did a good job of explaining, like, he could be a transcendentist. Speaking of that, my guy... Kenny Burson, the Denver dentist and implant center over there at 2190 East 17th Avenue, kind of over by Denver East High School. Beautiful building they got going on in there. Comfy, too. Cozy, like, you know, even though they're doing dentist work, it kind of seems like you're at the spa. It's an interesting deal. 303-731-2005, or just look them up online, thedenverdentist.com. Dentist is plural. Schedule now right online.
You're from the Westwood Projects.
I know. That's where we rock. Pretty funny, actually.
Are the Westwood Projects still there?
Yeah. Of course they are. People, you think...
Is that across from the Colorado Heights University?
I don't know what that means.
That college there, Loretto? Is it on Federal and...
No, not as far south, Feds.
Where is it at? You should
Kentucky
know, dude. You said you're the player
Kentucky
from...
and Federal.
That's pretty far south.
Yeah. You know Taco House? Right by Taco House.
Is it south of Lincoln? Stinking Lincoln.
It's north of Stinking Lincoln.
We both can agree that Lincoln stinks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that.
I hate the Lancers. With everything I have inside of me. Yeah, the Lincoln Lancers.
I got tossed out of a Lincoln Lancers game once.
That's not surprising.
It was like a J. I think it was a C team game, maybe.
What was happening?
They had like a 7-foot guy.
Were you pissed at the...
And they just
17-year-old referee who made $8 to be there.
He was old. He was older than that.
Oh,
but yeah. I mean, we were all. Believe me, if we're talking about who's getting paid the least to be there, it's the C team coach, not the official. In case you're wondering. So I don't feel too bad for the.
You're still hurt from all this.
Your smile.
Okay.
Radio ropes.
Let me ask you this: would you? If you're the Broncos, give up your second-round pick for Josh Rosen.
Do you know who my father is? Dr. Rosen Rosen? Josh Rosen?
Yeah.
No. Wait, what? Or Kyler?
Kyle.
Kyler?
Would you give up your second-round pick if you're the Broncos, the 10th pick in the second round, for Josh Rosen?
The 10th pick and your second round?
No,
I don't like
just your
Josh
second round
Rosen.
Pick only.
No, I'm sour.
So you wouldn't give your second round pickup for Josh Rosen?
I wouldn't give the gum off my shoe for Josh Rosen.
I don't believe that they would accept your measly offer.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, he's a baby.
Your offer is measly.
And we ate him up.
Do you have his I'm pissed stuff? I'm pissed.
No, I only have Kellen Winslow.
Soldier? I'm a soldier?
Yeah, he says he's pissed too.
Oh.
Yeah. Whenever you're ready.
He got in some trouble.
Shut up, Jeff.
He got in some trouble. You want to look that up.
Yeah, that wand stuff ready to go quick.
They don't give a freaking, you know what, about you.
What? They don't give a freaking,
he does sound pissed.
About you?
You write that in the paper. You write that. You make money off that. No, man, I'm pissed.
I'm a soldier.
I'm pissed.
I'm a soldier.
You know who my father is? Kellen Winslow Sr.? That one worked out pretty good. Man.
Yeah, I know. Kellen Winslow Sr. The first Kellen Winslow?
Gilbrandt had him very high on your list.
He's an all-time great.
I couldn't find anywhere that Gilbrandt did the draft chart.
So you guys just want to move on from this Josh Rosen for a second round thing?
Do you want to stick on it?
He was just went in the first round 1 year ago.
He's a bust, though.
Who said that? He was on the worst team in football. What can you do for one of the worst teams in football? And Peyton went 3-11 his rookie year and threw the most interceptions that a rookie's ever thrown.
What makes you think?
I'm trying to remember because
Arizona's
going to
draft Kyler. Is that what you're doing?
What
are you putting Kyler Murray in Arizona, and that's why they have to get rid of Rosen?
I would think so.
Oh, I had a hot take for you. I don't think Kyler Murray would have come out with the statement that he did had he not received inside information that he was going to be
going
drafted
the first round.
Very high.
Of course.
Possibly first overall.
Well, but you're not going to be drafted very high if you're waffling, if you're wavering, if you're like, I do really like her, but I don't love her. You know, like you have to be in love with football. You can't just be in like with football to be a top 10 pick.
That's
you have to be
true.
In love with it. Yes, it is.
Not to be a top 10, to have success in this league, but there's plenty of guys who...
To get a team to pick you.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of flaky, flighty losers.
Just keeps thinking about waffles.
Heath Shuler, no, Jamarcus Russell, Tim Couch. None of these guys love football, bro.
Right, but they also didn't have the secondary option of another professional league offering them big money. They just sucked at loving football. This guy, like, he has another love in his life. He doesn't not love football.
I don't believe
he has two loves.
I don't believe what he said about football.
If you want... A top 10
girl. You're a sucker if you believe what he said. Football is my passion. I love football.
That's
so
what I'm
much.
Saying.
That's
of course.
What Jeff was saying.
That's what I'm saying, William.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying right now is that you
so
have.
So you wouldn't draft
he's
Kyler very
it.
High because of this.
Dude, it's a sportsgasm he's giving you, a fake sportsgasm.
You don't have to. To me, he's a lot like.
He's faking it,
he
dude.
Looks like a lot like Russell Wilson to me. And for those reasons alone, I'm interested. He's 21 years old, not 23 or 24. I can't expect him to do and say all the right things at 21.
So because Russell Wilson was a good quarterback taken in like the fourth round, this guy should be taken in the top 10 because he looks like him?
Yes. That's what the draft is about. Comps. And...
But you won't take a guy. That Right. It is.
Come on,
but
bro.
You won't take a guy if he's showing interest in something else.
That's not necessarily true.
It is.
You want
it's a hindrance.
No. That's part of the appeal.
That's why
this
he had to
can,
eliminate
no,
that. He had to eliminate that from people's thought
bro,
processes.
That's part processes. Of the appeal that this guy's good at anything he'd ever do and anything he touches. Patrick Mahomes was just there's a video of him out there in the basketball court looking like James Harden or Russell Westbrook, and
they put the kibosh on that quick.
You can't be doing this stuff anymore. Well, he'd probably be really good at a lot of different things. Actually, Patrick Mahomes was a pitcher too, right? So that's part of the appeal
but Danny,
of...
Do you hear what you're saying? What? They told Patrick Mahomes to stop playing rec league basketball. Yeah. And you think that if Kyler Murray shows interest in baseball, they're going to want him? No. They want you
no,
to be 100% football or else...
If he becomes a real star,
football's
then he'll be able to do what he wants to do. If that team wants to retain him as their star quarterback.
Woo! You love you some you.
I mean, come on. You kidding me?
I was going to pat you on the back, but your hand was in the
sorry,
way.
Sorry.
Can you get it out of the
I'm
way?
I'm just saying
so I can give
if
you some...
Matt Ryan or Cam Newton or Russell Wilson wanted to go play baseball right now, Ree, then their teams would be like, okay, well, you're going to be here on Sunday for the game? That's it.
What are you spitting over there?
I don't know. Spitting the chili seed?
Spitting lukewarm takes and seeds from... Chili's last
that
night.
That wasn't Newcorn. That was
oh,
hot.
Sorry.
From Chili's last night?
Yeah. You know, they're giving $5 off gift cards.
I had this five extra $5 I had. So
you had 25 and a 20.
That I put. I took five off of Kyle's and put five more on so I could get that molten chocolate.
I mean.
What?
I think you think now you're what? Right, and that's cool, but I don't think you are thinking like NFL guys think. Like. They're all NFL, dude. They don't want you to have another hobby. They don't want you
they
to
fish. They
would
like you to be like Andrew Luck
all NFL
and Peyton
all the
Manning.
Time. Yes.
But there's only one Andrew Luck and one Peyton Manning, bro. Actually, there's two. One, two. So.
But do you get what I'm saying, right? Like, if he shows any sort of interest in another league, that's a big red flag. Whereas if he says, you know what,
no,
Major League, take
flag.
Your money. Yes, it is a red flag.
Okay, well, if you want him to play on your team... And him to be the next Baker Mayfield for you and turn your loser franchise around. Your best. Losers always ween about giving their best. Winners go home in the prom queen.
Kyle was the prom queen.
Was the prom queen.
Really?
Kyle was the prom queen.
He was runner up, Sweetheart Dance, 2007.
Kyle, are you on that one app where the girls ask the guys on
Thank
dates?
You.
What's that one?
Bumble?
That's for old dudes, I thought.
That was like the second commercial in the Super Bowl. It was an app for chicks to pick dudes out.
What about
that's crazy.
Finding chicks who are into married dudes with babies. Is there a site for that?
Yeah. It's called
What?
It's called PILF.
That's a real thing? If I didn't have parental locks on all my stuff, I would look into that.
It's PACHILF.
Danny, Kyle, and Jeff back on the other side.
Smile hot.
Is you talking to? Hey, do you know who you talking to? Slide on your life.
Oh my gosh, I'm your character.
I kill him with...
The Smile High Morning Show with Danny and Jeff. Mile High Sports.
Who did you say you hated, Kyle, me, or Jeff? Jeff, right? Sorry.
Hey.
303-831-1340, the hotline and the text line. We appreciate you guys being with us.
DJ KB Smooth.
You are a hater.
So you guys are out on Rosen for a second round pick.
You're still in on that, huh?
Would you trade Rosen for your third round pick?
Well, what makes you think anyone wants your third round pick for the guy they just picked in the top 10 last year?
Because they're trading out of that pick to draft Kyler Murray number one. Try to stay with me, Jeff.
That's fine. Okay,
need to slow down.
I get the part about how they're trading, and I get that part, but what makes you think your third round pick is worth something?
Because
you're like, oh, that's a nice $500,000 house. I'll give you $300,000 for it. And they're like, why are you here?
Kyle was onto something. His value is diminished a little bit, but he's not a bust yet. He's definitely not a bust yet.
He's a bust.
No, I could see the Patriots going and trading a third or fourth round pick for Josh Rosen.
And then just because he's on the Patriots doesn't mean he's not a bust.
I'll tell you, I promise you would change your perception of him immediately. And everybody else.
Brian Hoyer is on the Patriots, and he's a bust.
Yeah, but he's a bona fide backup who's been on different teams and had a chance to start.
To this day.
Josh Rosen's 22 or 23 years old and is going to be under the tutelage of and have no pressure at that point once he's traded to live up to the first-round pick label that he had in Arizona.
Garoppolo's a bust.
No, he's not a bust yet.
Mm-hmm.
No, not at all. We don't. He's an unproven product.
Garoppolo so far, is more like a...
You can say they haven't gotten their money's worth yet, but he's not a bust yet.
He's kind of like a chupacabra. He's like a Sasquatch, like a mythical creature. He
How
hasn't...
do you call those?
Yeah! Yeah!
How would you...
Chupa chupa. He's done nothing, but we treat him like he's something.
Would you take Jimmy Garoppolo in Denver? Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Right? Sure, Kyle, right?
Way to massage that down
over
his
Keenum?
Brain.
Yeah, over Keenum.
Yeah, then yeah.
Not close, right?
How many playoff
would you
games
take
has
Rosen?
Jimmy Garoppolo won or played in?
Would you take Rosen over Keenum?
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah, the upside and the
no.
could be.
No, sure wouldn't.
The potential.
No, give me Keenum.
Ew. That sounds ridiculous.
Keenum had a better season.
Work you over.
One was on the worst team in football, though. Running back hurt, old man receiver, head coach who was fired after 1 year in over his head.
Most important player is the quarterback, so that record is a direct reflection of
that
the
QB1. Every great quarterback almost of all time has had a rough, rocky start. There's only been a few, couple few guys who didn't.
Rough, rocky start.
I'd say, Russell, Brady, Big Ben Roethlisberger, those guys, those are outliers.
You're naming transcendent quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls.
Yes, that's right. Those guys are outliers, all-time greats.
What are we doing here?
Any other quarterback who is drafted very high who's even having
some
success.
So you just want a guy?
No.
How did we get here?
There's going to be
I want a Brady, Roethlisberger, or Wilson.
I want right. your life.
If I can't get one of the top three quarterbacks in the league, why do we even go to games on Sunday? Ugh.
What if Rosen has a chance? There's what I'm getting at.
Rosen.
No. Listen, Rosen has the chance to be one of those guys.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Case, you love this stuff.
Case, we already know, doesn't have a chance.
That's like you saying Gary Harris doesn't have a chance to be any good, but Jamal Murray has a chance to be good.
It is. Right? That is true. No, he's not any good. But Jamal Murray, if you have a
Rosen doesn't have a chance either.
But really, he's saying he does. Well, he does because of his age and because of we truly don't know who and what he is. It didn't look good last year, but we know who Case Keenum is.
But if Case got his team to the NFC title game, then there's probably a chance with Case too.
If you put good players around Case Keenum, you've seen that he can do good things.
Now that
when you put bad players around Josh Rosen, you've seen he's bad. So those are evidence. That's like evidence. The rest of this is kind of like hearsay or like, yeah, it's kind of like, you know.
Okay. But you guys.
Hypotheticals.
What? Laugh at us. You stupid.
You guys, I don't know. You're right, but Josh Rosen was a first round pick.
You're handsome, but.
He was the 10th or 12th overall pick. I don't know what he was. The 10th overall pick just last year.
There's nine mistakes.
Another team's
made ahead
stupidity
of me.
Is not going to make me change my perception.
What would be unheard of is the story of a guy getting traded after his rookie year, after going in the first round, and then sitting around and going on to have success. However, I remember the Atlanta Falcons drafting Brett Favre in the second round,
them
being able to not get him on the field, trading him to the Packers when he hadn't really done anything but kind of flash and been a bit of a wild card.
He was a wild kid, too. He was kind of getting into the...
Do you know what? Maybe the same kind of Rosen reputation.
I think...
Yeah!
You can compare Rosen...
You see, I didn't just start liking sports like 4 years ago. Like,
hey, you can... Hey.
Like you.
Logan?
Hey, I've been to a number of games.
Connor.
And I want you to... Hey, listen, you can compare Rosen to Brett Favre all you want. Do it. You should keep doing that.
You are going to hear
that now. And I'm
going
to compare Joshua Rosen.
That is happening, that comparison.
I'm
going
to compare Joshua Rosen to Blaine Gabbert. So you can have Brett Favre, and I'm going to have Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, my gosh. That comparison is fire, Kyle.
What?
Brett Favre was drafted in the second round.
Josh Rosen?
You're off your hook, man.
You think that's fire?
The comparison of the storyline.
That's about as close to fire as you are. Fired!
Yeah, you are fired after that.
The analogy and the comparison is what's so special there.
No.
How
special you think it is.
It's going to take a real sophisticated football historian to have put that one together, and it just came to me.
Well, that's fine.
With no help from you.
So you're saying like Rosen is just a budding Brett Favre.
Potentially, yes.
Potentially. I love how you throw these hypothetical adverbs
because
it'd
be unheard of in the history of this league.
Quite possibly.
To draft a guy that high and then trade him almost immediately.
Case Keenum's a budding Kurt Warner.
Ooh.
That's one shot, kid.
You guys are stupid. Oh, man, that Brett Favre.
Would you want us to just be like, great job,
Danny?
You're
going to hear D-Mac and Alfred. Someone's going to use that comp later today on Rosen.
I could bring it with me.
Mention it to Raj.
Just bring it.
Could you mention that to Raj?
Hey, Raj, do you think we can do any Brett Favre and Josh Rosen comparisons today?
When I say Josh Rosen, Brett Favre.
And he goes, did you say Brett Favre or did you say Blaine Gabbert? And then you go, Blaine Gabbert, I mean.
Blaine
and he
Gabbert
goes, yes, let's do it.
Start.
Blaine Gabbert started a couple games this year.
Yeah, that's right.
He's like a stay gold pony boy guy. He just kind of never goes away. Didn't he come in for Mariota there a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's Josh Rosen right there.
No, we don't know that.
That's the guy.
We don't know that.
Thanks, Dan.
Which equals Case Keenum, which is like, why get rid of Case Keenum if you already got Case
Brett
Keenum?
Brett Favre.
One of like the three or four best of all time.
I'm just saying that's the potential this guy has. That's the storyline. That's the analogy. That's the comp.
What about Blaine Gabbert though? Why isn't that his potential?
What do you mean? Because Blaine Gabbert's an old man. We know who and
he's
what
a human.
Exactly he is as a quarterback, and it's below average.
Exactly.
No, we don't. You don't know that with Josh Rosen. We don't know that
it's
yet.
It's potentially
for you to act like you
potentially.
Do makes you sound like a.
Oh, why I'm saying potentially just like you're saying potentially.
It makes you sound like a dickhead.
A Richard.
What?
No.
Nothing. Nothing happened.
So you can use hypotheticals. You can say potential.
Sorry, Kyle.
You can say most likely or like, you know, probably or potentially.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Right.
That's
which
exactly
is
what
nothing.
Doing.
Which all you're doing is nothing.
An unbelievable historical comp that cannot be duplicated and now will be stolen for a guy who was
drafted.
They're
not giving you this stuff.
Hey, and then, hold on. Hey,
show.
You're giving
your best.
The Cardinals
is this your
credit
best?
for acting like they know for real what's right or wrong. That they know this guy, Josh Rosen, doesn't have talent when they just loved the guy and traded up for him 1 year ago?
Well, doesn't that...
Now they know that he can't play?
But that doesn't send a red
you're
flag?
You're trusting the historical losers, historically terrible franchise?
The Cardinals have been to a Super Bowl in the last 10 years, right?
So?
I'm just saying. I mean, they're not the Vikings.
Stan Humphries took the Chargers to a Super Bowl, too, bro.
55-10.
Wow, no football historian is giving you that Stan Humphries stuff.
No, nobody's doing this.
Stan Humphries, that's a good comp.
Hey, I gave you that Kurt Franklin earlier, too.
You came right. I gave the Kurt Franklin. You gave me the stomp. Don't say you gave the Kurt. I gave
you guys
it.
Are no, like I gave the macaroni and cheese.
I'm the...
You're like green chili.
I'm the Roni. He's just the cheese. Cheese!
I got out. Didn't we throw you in a dumpster once?
Cheddar Whiz.
Hey, man, we came all this way to hear you sing.
So Josh Rosen is basically going to grow up to be Blaine Gabbert? Is what you're saying?
No, Brett Favre.
No.
Brett Favre.
That's the... That guy
either,
has a chance.
Either take is not very good.
That guy has a chance to have that kind of...
How come Blaine Gabbert's not a good take? That's perfect.
That's not a good take.
I live in the world of comparables. That's a great comp.
I thought you did.
You just took like a $1 million house and compared it to, you know...
To who?
Something Westwood's Projects house.
Don't act like you know anything about the Westwood Project. Because you coached at Kennedy and Lincoln.
I got coached at Kennedy and got thrown out of Lincoln. I do love me some Vince Valdez, though.
How far is it?
Lord.
They're at Cervantes tonight, right? Or you said they're at Aspen...
Aspen Dental?
Aspen Dental. Danny, Kyle, Jeff back on the other side.
He's an idiot.
Idiot.
Don't listen to this. He's an idiot. All right, that's what we got to say about that. You know, he's an idiot. Next question.
I mean, I'm not paying attention to all that stuff very much. I mean, I've always been the number two guy. I mean, coming out of high school, Ricky Town was the dude. He was going to SC, I was going to UCLA. He was number one in the country, I was number two, and he was going to bring USC back to the promised land. Blake Barnett, after Ricky kind of faded away a little bit, Blake Barnett was the Elite 11 MVP. He was the dude that was going to go to Bama, win a couple championships, and call it quits, go to the league as a first overall pick. You don't really hear about him too much. Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, these dudes that are these exotic, cool, like flashy quarterbacks. That number one pick, all this stuff, and I'm number two. And you know what? I'm going to sit here. And in a couple of years, when all is said and done, I'm confident that I'll still be standing.
Damn, Josh Rosen, sounds like Brett Favre to me. Hey, yeah.
Really?
Damn, are you kidding me? Hey, that guy, that just fired me up. You got a pretty mouth when you talk like that, Josh Rosen. Rosen. I'm pissed.
Dr. Rosen?
Damn, Josh Rosen. Oh, do you know, I got one more comp for you.
For Chosen.
The Chosen
Rosen, they call him.
Drew Brees was traded away from San Diego. Yeah, they drafted Phillip Rivers very high, like fifth overall or something like that. And they saw him going on to stardom, which he did. But to let a player like that walk away?
And Christian Ponder was taken 12th, and he turned out to be terrible. So,
yeah.
You know.
Again, 10 and 12, though, that's where you want to draft a guy. Mahomes.
Jake Locker. You know.
No. Deshaun Watson. See? Let's go out to the hotline and get our guy. It's G. Hey, G.
What up, boys?
What's going on?
What up, G?
That's not cool, but...
That was pretty funny.
I like your response.
I deserve it every now and then.
Yeah,
I can admit it. Yeah. Danny.
Yeah?
You're an idiot.
Oh, hold up.
Yeah,
Hold up.
He's an idiot.
Why am I an idiot?
Macaroni. You can't...
What? What's
okay,
the problem
so
here?
What you say about Rosen, and then you bring this thing up with Brees?
Check this out real quick.
Who did they end up
real
with?
Real quick, because Jeff asked me this on the break.
Rivers?
I didn't say that if I'm the Broncos, I would trade my second-round pick for Rosen or my third-round pick for Rosen, okay? I didn't say that. But the storyline, the potential of a guy who is drafted in the first round to a bad team who for some reason people are going to give the benefit of the doubt to the sorry-ass Cardinals for a guy after 1 year to be traded away to another franchise. I'll tell you this. I'd be very weary, and everyone else would immediately change their opinion on Josh Rosen if New England were to trade for this guy. And they're just the type of team to do it. Anybody want to say something?
Blow him up, G.
Hey, who else has mentioned him going to the Patriots?
What?
Who else has mentioned him going to the Patriots?
I haven't heard anybody else yet. I haven't heard one person.
And who's the other guy that you might want to?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Did Albright say something about that?
Oh, don't listen to him then. If he said it, then you know it's not true.
I think Stephen A. did.
Really? You being serious?
Oh, yeah, Stephen A. knows.
I believe anything Kyle says today.
Yeah, you're a sucker.
I know.
Oops. And let's look at it this way. If he comes to the Broncos, any quarterback that comes to the Broncos is suspect, right?
Until proven prospect.
Prospect is a suspect until proven otherwise.
Because John Elway is the one that makes that happen, and guess we know what he's done. And don't give me this Peyton Manning thing. That's been how long ago was that? And how many quarterbacks ago was that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm surprised you didn't bring up Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers. If you're going to bring up Drew Brees and Brett Favre, like two of the greatest.
Have any of you guys seen the movie Game Night?
Yes.
With
Andy Bernard from the
Steve Carell.
Jason Bateman.
And the girl from
McAdams.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams, cutie.
Get to the point.
Really good movie. Funny. Well, I saw the second half of The Hotel last night.
Hold up.
And
hold
it was
cool.
And it was pretty funny, and there's some drops.
Danny, you're not getting. You know what? I'm glad that you tried to change the subject because it just proves our point.
I didn't try to change the subject.
He's an idiot.
Josh Rosen's interesting.
He's an idiot.
He's interesting.
Well, no, he's not.
Yes,
he is. He has too many concussions.
Did you just hear? Have you ever heard a young man talk?
Yeah, think that he's like he was all upset because he wasn't picked, and
just like a young man.
They probably don't even
like
him in the. He's probably bad for the locker room.
Okay, so you think everyone likes Aaron Rodgers? No, bro.
Well,
everyone hates him,
that's
actually.
Different.
There you go. I was waiting for you to bring up Aaron Rodgers in this.
What's the problem?
So you think Rosen's going to be Aaron Rodgers?
He has a chance to be.
Of course.
Oh, no.
I keep saying
Jeff?
That. That doesn't mean anything. I have a chance to be the next, Howard Stern. I have a chance.
He's going to be Peyton Manning. That's what he's going to be.
Oh.
Danny just hasn't come to that yet.
He's going
to
be the next who?
Peyton Manning. That's what Danny's going to say.
No, I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning was the number one overall pick, bona fide. The storylines, the careers,
breeze.
they don't match.
Use the breeze analogy.
I really
at
don't.
All
you're right. I like the Favre analogy better.
They're both second rounders.
But that's the closest I can get.
You got Breeze or you got Phillip Rivers?
What do you think of my Blaine Gabbert comparison?
You're just like naming a guy, though.
Not you. I'm talking to G.
I think it's spot on.
Yeah, see?
It's right on. It's suspect, dude.
Guys that spell their name with G's are gangsters.
And Danny, you know what? Just roll with what we have.
What? You're the best.
Oh, gee.
Losers are complaining about giving their best.
Guys, you can't just jump from quarterback to you can't play Frogger like this. Come on.
Benny Bash, game night, huh? Cool story.
Frogger. Doop, 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 doop. Come on. That's what's happening.
That's funny.
So you're going to come in, and then he's got to learn. Well, this guy's got to learn a whole new offense anyways. But still, it isn't a good look. So we're going to do that like every other team.
I'm having a look at Rosen with my third-round pick right now. I'm having a look at
quarterbacks and coaches that we can't keep. Come on. There's something that has to be said about that. So it's not just the quarterback. It has to be with what who's preparing him.
We got to go.
Yeah, we just tore you down, little man.
That's one shot, kid.
Hey, G, me and you are now the new alliance. What do you think of that?
Pretty stupid.
Yo, hold up. Remember that one time you were watching a movie at the hotel last night? You want to tell us that story again?
The alliance? Wow. Favre was selected in the second round of the 91 draft by the Falcons. He spent one season as a backup before being traded to Green Bay in 1992.
He had issues, though. He didn't get along with Jerry Glanville very well. Partially because he was a party
Josh
boy.
Josh Rosen.
No, it's because he's a party
problem.
Boy.
Attitude problem.
Because he liked the pills.
The what?
Popping in pills.
There's only one difference.
He's
Rosen's
not
any good.
You made me do that.
I like that part.
Yeah.
You're hot on Rosen. So do
I'm
you want
not
Rosen
hot on
to
Rosen.
Be...
It's very interesting.
Right now.
But Kyler Murray way more, right?
Oh, yes. But again, if they're trading Rosen, then it's to draft Kyler number one.
Rosen or Foles?
Come on, Danny. It's a pick one game.
Foles.
Rosen or Flacco?
Oh, Rosen for sure.
Okay.
So Rosen or Keenum?
There he is on our Top Gear board.
Probably Rosen.
Probably. Why do you have to say the words probably?
It's a pick one.
It's
you can't sit on the fence and look one way. You have to be on one side of the fence.
I have the potential to pick Rosen here.
He just sits on the fence and looks one way, and he's like, I'm looking that way. Does that count? And you're like, no, you have to be on that side of the fence.
Why were you hesitant to pick Rosen over Keenum?
Because Keenum's done something.
That's asking the question, do I really believe or not that Rosen's going to be a good player or not?
Do you believe he's going to be Brett Favre?
And that's not what my argument's about here. That's not what my argument is.
Your argument is that he has
my argument is that he's it's unheard of where a guy was drafted in the first or second round and then traded the next year. Please find me a story like that. Oh, you can't, but I did. It's Brett Favre.
Jeff George?
You know who Danny's father is?
How many years did Ryan Leaf last?
There's guys on Sports Talk Radio who didn't know that Favre was drafted by the Falcons.
Lots of them.
Probably at every station.
Not you, though, Danny.
No.
You will
work them over. What's this
love
music?
Love you some you. This is Heaven by Warren.
Why?
Speaking of heaven, guys, Colorado Home and Garden Show is where you're going to find a slice of heaven. But that's where my guy Everything Eddie and the Everything hot tubs are. Oh, man, 104 degrees for those knees. That's heaven. Get down to the Colorado Convention Center this week. Talk to Everything Eddie and the guys. Tell them you heard about it on Mile High Sports Radio. And then when you're done doing all that, buy a hot tub. It's the best thing you'll ever do. It's heaven.
You're practically free, you said, right?
Basically giving them away.
I believe in God. That's what I believe.
Probably, practically, you know, most likely.
Probably.
What's your other one? Potentially. You love potentially.
Basically.
You love adverbs is what I'm getting.
You're an adverb. 303-831-1340, the hotline, Danny, Kyle, and Jeff.
Get your head out of your adverb.
Now the lights are gone.
The Smile High Morning Show with Danny and Jeff. Mile High Sports.
Oh my gosh, Danny, you ain't rocking nothing, dude.
Hey. Final segment, Taco Tuesday edition of the program.
I'm believing God. That's what I believe in.
Lord of mercy. Ay, Dios mío. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. Justin Pfeiffer. Once you meet Pfeiffer, you'll be a lifer. Call him. Text him. 720-933-1703. Telling you what, man. That's
tequila.
All you got to do. He'll take it from there.
Tequila. Okay. Before we get out of here, we'll circle back and talk about Demaryius for a couple minutes. Nuggets rolled Miami last night. I don't know what else there is to really say.
Morris needs to be in the starting five.
Did you see
that? He's a sixth man of the year candidate. So
they just look so bad when they don't have a point guard out there. The first 2 minutes of that game, like Michael Malone took a timeout 35 seconds into that game. They already had like three turnovers. Jamal had four and Jokic had seven turnovers. Mm-hmm. And Monte had none. And they kept the team under 100, 18-1 now this year when they keep teams under 100. Not only did they keep them under 100, they kept them under 90. They gave up 38 points in the second half to Miami. Denver scored 35 in the first quarter. So if you're going to score 35 in a quarter and give up 38 and a half, you're going to win.
Okay.
Funny you should mention it.
Yeah. Irv Brown tribute at the First Bank Center Saturday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone who's ever liked to go.
And there was a video last night at the Pepsi Center at the Nuggets game.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, that's cool.
Commemorative video for Herb Brown that they put together.
Wow, that's really, really cool, actually.
As well as Dwayne Wade.
Altitude's done a nice job honoring Irv Brown. Dwayne Wade, that was great to see him. Did he do a jersey swap at the end of the game? I know he kind of does those sometimes, but it didn't look like it. It looked like every guy just kind of went their own way. Man, I'll always have a spot in my heart for Dwayne Wade. I just love the way he played the game. I just love the man he is. I like pretty much everything about Dwayne Wade. So it is kind of sad to see him become more human and less Dwayne Wade.
Okay, I'm going to give you the name of some receivers, and you're going to pick one for me. So who'd you rather?
What?
It's a pick one.
When's this going to
start? Demaryius Thomas or Mohamed Sanu?
DT.
Thank you.
Okay.
What do you say?
I don't. That's a pick 'em right there.
Push?
That's just the point of the game.
Jeff. Okay.
Bro.
I'll take Sanu just to not take
okay,
DT.
Well, Kyle's up 1-0.
Oh, cool.
Demaryius Thomas or cool. Allen Robinson?
Demaryius Thomas.
I'll take Allen Robinson.
Correct, Kyle. You're up 2-0.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Crabtree or Demaryius Thomas?
Here we go. Now we're talking on three, Jeff. Ready?
One, two, three.
Crabtree.
Chain snatch.
Woo. Okay.
Do we get the point or do we?
Sammy Watkins or Demaryius Thomas?
Do we get a point for Crabtree?
Minus one for both of you. Sammy Watkins, hold on. No, he makes $13 or $14 million a season, or Demaryius at $1.5 million.
On three, Jeff. Ready?
One, two, three.
Sammy Watkins.
Okay. Demaryius Thomas or Marvin Jones?
Do we get a point for Sammy Watkins?
Push. On three, Marvin Jones or Demaryius Thomas? Marvin Jones makes $7 or $8 million a year. One, two, three.
Marvin Jones.
Kyle?
Detroit Lions, Marvin Jones? Marvin Jones.
Okay. Philip Dorsett or Demaryius Thomas?
DT.
DT.
Okay. Larry Fitzgerald or Demaryius Thomas?
Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Golden Tate or Demaryius Thomas?
Golden Tate.
Golden Tate.
Tyler Lockett or Demaryius Thomas?
Lockett.
Lockett. Lock it up.
Lockett's probably my number one of the ones you've listed so far.
Okay.
Is he just a
the point
cat?
Of the game is...
Huh? Lockett, he's just young, isn't he? He's not been here.
No, he's a younger guy. The point of this game is that these are all kind of...
he's right in the middle of
two,
the pack.
Second and third receivers who all these guys are on rosters. All these guys were fairly productive last year. All these guys certainly will be around the league for the next couple of few years. We're discrediting Demaryius because we think that he has nothing left to give because of the way it kind of ended. The
Achilles is kind of a big part of the deal.
Of course.
Kind of need that. That's not like a broken thumb.
But would you say that the New England Patriots would consider signing Demaryius Thomas?
No.
Oh, yes, they would. Oh, yes, they
would. Oh, would they consider it? Yeah. Yeah, they would consider it. I'd take that back.
Of course.
They would consider it, but I don't. I mean, it would have to be really cheap like the Patriots do.
Antonio Brown caught going 100 miles an hour. He just had like another domestic thing here a week or two ago. This guy's not.
He's falling off the deep end quick.
Pretty quick here. He's like one of the most talented guys in maybe the history of the NFL. But even for him,
so what?
The talent's now starting to
Josh Gordon.
Not be worth the headache.
I heard something little something about Rod Smith.
What about
on the
him?
Show before us.
What'd you hear about it?
He likes to drive 100.
What?
Nothing.
Tell us in the third hour.
Yeah, third hour.
Okay.
There's something to be said. Even a headache like Tim Tebow. Think about it now. Tim Tebow presented a headache that was so different than what Antonio Brown is presenting. So far from it, but still a headache nonetheless.
Like a heavenly headache.
Yeah, and it's
Does
the kind
Tim
of headache.
Tebow go to the AAF?
No, I'm just saying that's the kind. Anytime you have a guy that's presenting headaches in your organization, you don't want that guy anymore. So you get rid of him, and that's what they did here in Denver, and that's why. Antonio Brown, where's he going to wind up where he's not going to be a headache?
What do you think, Kyle?
Where will AB wind up?
No.
Where he's not going to be a headache.
AAF for Tim Tebow.
Oh.
No, MLB for Tim Tebow.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say SEX for Tim Tebow.
Whoa.
He's getting married to a girl, guys. He's finally going to get to
tequila.
Yeah.
Danny's producing his own show over there. Did DIA Burt teach you how to produce like that?
Kyle did. Logan did. Oops, sorry.
Oh, no.
Damn it. I'm not
Logan
too good
Logan definitely
yet.
Did.
It's Mr. Balloon Hands.
David.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Antonio Brown has not been traded, nor has he been released. But he wants a trade, and he's officially requested that from the Steelers. That's from Adam Schefter 2 minutes ago.
What do you think about that? Well, Jay.
I'm out of things to
say. How about Seattle for Antonio Brown?
Danny, we're not asking for like 200 more minutes. We're asking for 200 more seconds.
Oh, okay. The 49ers is the only thing that really makes sense for him.
Oh, Niners. With Garoppolo, the bust?
Yes. El Chapo, did you see that? Found guilty?
Really? Of everything?
It's shocking.
Yeah.
Found not guilty of nothing.
Damn, El Chapo. What an icon.
You really fell off there at the end.
El Chapo fell off?
You.
Diaz, is it? Diaz!
I thought he came back with that El Chapo stuff.
What do you think we should do about it, Diaz?
There he is.
All right. 303-831-1340 for Ronnie. Sports friends.
Ronnie K's coming up next with Logan.
What'd you say?
With Logan.
With Logan? Featuring Logan?
Ronnie and Logan's Radio Shogun. That's, I figured it out.
Not bad. Danny, Kyle, and Jeff. Back tomorrow. We love you guys. Good night, Sheila.
Smile high.
I got Sheila. Bye, Jerry. Now I'm about to make them tuck their heads.
All right, Alan, whatever. Go inside. Bye, Sheila.
I'm about to go dumb again.